Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on 92.9 The Game. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Before you head out, here are the headlines you need to know. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas for Monday Night Football, 27-17. Hawks are back in action tonight against the Magic here at home. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. The Braves shortstop, Ha-Seong Kim, he opted out of his contract yesterday, so who will be playing short next? We don't know. Braves have selected their new manager. Bench coach Walt Weiss will be taking over. He did manage the Rockies from 2013 to 2016. And of course, we got to get to the good, bad, and the ugly. We all know what happened Sunday. Patriots won 24-23. Bo and Mike have taken the time to review the film. They've got years of experience doing this. Bo traveling with the team, Mike a former Falcon himself. So before we get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, was it more or less difficult than last week's diagnosis of the film?
I think this was the perfect game to do a good, bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
I think that there was a little good. I think there was a little bad. And I think there was certain things that were absolutely ugly. Like sometimes when you win, it's like good, bad, and the ugly seems ticky-tack. You know what I mean? Or when you get absolutely routed, it's like, how can I find a good?
Yeah.
But this was the perfect game for good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. My bad was I didn't think here's what the problem for me was in this game is the bad that was happening you corrected in the middle of the game, and I felt really good about that. For instance, you're getting gashed in the run game early, but you made some changes clearly, and you were able to limit their run game, essentially. For the second half of the game, there was one thing that was bad that you never corrected for me, and I think you still corrected it, but not to the at the end of the day, it was what cost you the game, and that's why it was my bad. So what I'll get to. So there was ugly stuff too, which you did get better at, but it's still rearing its ugly head.
Yeah, I was curious because I felt like there were a little more, a few more labor pains this morning when you guys were watching the film. But maybe it's just because last week was so shocking.
Some of it is just watching another loss.
maybe.
I think it's harder. The labor pains are harder when it's a close loss.
Yeah.
Because you sit there and go, oh man, if we could have just done that, it would have maybe been different.
You see big plays and you go, yeah, it's still. I can't revel in it because it didn't end right.
Right.
Like Drake said after the game, yeah, well, I got 3 touchdowns. Awesome. How'd we do?
Right. Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and start with the good. Bo, what do you have for the good?
Jalen Walker, he's breakout game. 65% of the snaps he played. He was second on the team, tied for second on the team in tackles. He led the teams with tackles for loss, was tied for the team lead in sacks. He had a forced fumble, a pass breakup. Mike, he does things in the run game. I I talked about it on pregame when we did our pregame show, which we do, you know, starting 2 hours before every kickoff on Sundays on the Falcons Radio Network and here on 92.9 The Game. And I said they're different in the run game when he's on the field, and it showed. There was a play where he sets up and he makes initial contact out, and the run play is going inside, and he just quickly disengages, knives, and makes the play. It might have been a yard loss, but it just his run game recognition and how to play it. He's so much better than anyone we have at the edge, and it's Walker, Ebikadi, and then Floyd and Pierce. I think Pierce is the worst at the run game recognition right now.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing too, because I would not be shocked if Leonard Floyd has an extended absence with the hamstring that he suffered over the weekend. My good is actually the ingenuity in the run game we have not seen. And I mentioned earlier the tackle kick play.
Yeah.
Pulled Elijah Wilkinson. I kind of touched on it yesterday. I had a chance to go back and watch the film today. Pulled and kicked with Elijah Wilkinson. No fullback, no tight end on that side, just a straight up kick play. Which you have to get, you know, an over defense and a four down front to be able to do a lot of these things. But they got it. They got the perfect look. And I think it was, 14-15 yard gain?
15, yeah.
Beautiful to see, man. So I'll go with my good actually being the ingenuity. They also had a pin and pull on a whip motion with Bijan. I think it was like a 5 yard loss because we didn't get a good pin block out of Drake London, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. But I love them at least attempting it. And hopefully they can go back and watch the film and try that again later.
All right, let's go to the bad. Mike, what was your bad?
My bad is kind of small, a little bit nuanced. We are not very good at getting off the blocks in the run game on the defensive line. And we have this thing where we'll put 5-man front, we'll put 6-man front, but when we're being blocked head up, especially, you know, I think the Patriots right guard Onwenu was like 350. We cannot get off the block. And it really doesn't matter angles when it's like that. Like, I don't need to block down or block out. When we're getting locked on, the running back is getting free entry into the hole, and that's why the linebacking play has become into so much focus with everything else going on. We are not good at fighting off of blocks on the defensive front right now and actually getting tackles at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, mine's something we've harked on for a while, and it's across the board. It's not an offensive problem. It's not a defensive problem. It's both. It's everybody's problem. It's not just one or the other. It's third down. You're losing on third down so poorly. You lost 17 third downs of what? Let's see, of 22. You lost 17 of 22 third downs. You're 1 for 10 on third downs offensively, at a whopping 10% conversion rate. You allowed 8 of 12 third downs on defense. Your win rate there was 33%. You are so bad on third downs, and I take it back to, and again, I feel like I hark on this, and I almost feel like I'm repeating myself, Mike, is that it all starts from losing on first. Some of it starts from losing on first down. You're allowing first down success on defense, and you're not getting first down success offensively, and it's all coming back to you losing on third down, which gets you your offense games off the field. Your defense stays on it, and now it leaves the time of possession loss. To me, you've got to figure out a way to be better on both sides of the ball at third down. I actually feel like Mike's bad is not a little thing either. I think it's a big thing. I think not getting off blocks creates big runs for the other team.
And we're going to move on to the ugly from the Sunday game. Bo, what is your – Mike, you want to start?
I want to jump in because mine has a lot to do with his bad.
Okay.
All right, so mine actually was third down play design, not just third downs in general, third down play design for the offense. And it's so maddening to watch this. And you mentioned it earlier. Watching the tape, I'm going, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, how can this be what we throw out there on third and 10? How can this be what we do? What you saw is multiple times – them overload the front to one side, and we're sliding our offensive line one way, and then they bail those guys out, and you bring multiple guys off the weak side, right? I cannot tell you how many times we have 6-man protections, Bijan, Algier, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden we have 6-man protection, we have 4 guys out in routes, and here's what the route combination is almost the entire time. Like a 15-yard comeback, 2 go routes, and a check down to Kyle Pitts. Like, that's our third down offense. You're telling me that was the play design that we had for third and 10. So that when I get 2 blitzers off the right side and I'm sliding the offensive line left, we have no answers other than to just backpedal and chunk a ball to Kyle Pitts, hope he catches it off his shoelaces, and then stiff-arm somebody to the first down marker. I just can't believe for the life of me that's what we're going with when we watch tape and we put all these X's and O's
well,
in the playbook.
We're hand-in-hand because mine's Penix is recognition at times in the pocket. You know, when the hesitancy, am I ugly, is when there's hesitancy to either step up and out and just immediately get out. There are times where they're playing man coverage and he just stands there and doesn't move. Now, he recognized it late, right? He recognized it right. I thought it was late. Maybe it was the third quarter where he had that big scramble up the middle they're belling. They're sending and they're all in man coverage. And the middle of the field is open and he ran for, what, 18 yards? And he looked, what, fast? I mean, he was. He is. He's not slow. He's not unathletic. He's not. He's just not, guys. He might be hesitant, and I think it makes him look that way sometimes. It feels that way. But there was on your first third down, Mike, is a very similar to play to what you're talking about just on the other side. Jake Matthews gets shoved in the backfield, but he does a good enough job of, as he's getting shoved and coming down, he kind of takes the – I think it was Clavavon Chason, I think, was the guy, and he takes him down with him. Well, Penix – I don't like to use the word panic, but he recognized, I got to get rid of the ball. So he throws it at Bijan's feet. Well, he had Pitts, who had stayed in to essentially chip and release, out in the flat, and the only guy out there is Carlton Davis, and Carlton Davis is 10 yards from Pitts. So by the time he gets there, Pitts is going to be full sprint, and he either cut or run his ass over. It just, his clock has got to be better at recognizing what they're bringing, and knowing how long he has and moving. Look, the play on the intentional grounding, I can't blame him. There's a lot happening there, and there's a free rusher because the early snap snap comes you're not expecting, and Gwynn is turned around and he just free. Unabated. Get rid of the ball. I don't want you getting hurt on that play. It's stupid. Just save a grounding, you know, long term. But there are times where he just doesn't do the little things, and it's ugly because it's starting to be cleaned up, but it's still rearing its ugly head at times and costing you.
I think that I hate that you said I can't blame Penix. To me, the ball snapped, you're not ready, and everything's crazy. Take off, man. Like, try to make something happen with your legs. I would like to see him do that in that instance as well.
Well, it's part of it. It's part hesitancy, and I don't know where it comes from. The only thing I can think of is from being hurt early in his career in college.
Definitely a lot of things that could be worked on before the Falcons head to Germany. Hey, this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV. There's a Yeti included, a tent, cornhole, lots of stuff. And then another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Carriage Kia in Woodstock. And coming up, Jerry Jones is certain he's got a trade that's going to help the Cowboys today. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
725 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to go in the huddle. Guys, I don't know if you're as nervous as I am. Dylan is in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today.
Can we go ahead and unveil?
I want to. I'm nervous because he came in saying he's going to make us mad.
Yeah, and he probably will.
I am. And I'm ready.
Okay. What is the category?
Top 5 movie and TV series endings.
Whoa.
Top 5 movie and TV series endings.
Spoiler
I had to combine the two. Yes.
You're just setting yourself up. Like, you're a youth, so all these are on
Y'all are
going to
be mad. Just get in your head, you're going
to
be mad.
I feel this drives me nuts because I try so hard to not be. Like, I consider you, like, in this business a little bit of a little brother type thing, and all you do is make me be mean to you. And it's, like, driving me nuts. Why would you combine them? They're separate.
They're not. A TV series is a long movie.
Also, we're going to have to issue, like, a spoiler alert before each one. Because how old are these?
Yeah, how recent?
The most recent one, I believe, is 2019, maybe soon. I gotta see when the finale of one show.
5 years, you're outside the room.
Yeah, you're good there, but I can tell the pause. You did not think that part through.
I did think about it for a second, but I thought these were all old enough, and everybody's pretty much probably seen or know what the ending is to all these.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure everybody knows what the ending is to all these. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about spoilers.
The biggest spoiler I ever got was, you know, when they announced that Star Wars was going to have, and this is going to be a spoiler alert for you, Mike, but they're going to have, like, another series continuing after new episodes. And I was like, I asked my brother, because he's a big Star Wars fan. This is years before I met Grant McCauley. I was like, it's going to be like a father-son, like, a fun family movie now. And my brother's just like, Darth Vader's dead. He's like, wait, what?
What did you just say?
What?
Wheels are spinning.
I do want to say one thing, and I'll repeat it again when we get to it. This is my top five list. There was no, you know, thanking of the OG. These are movies I've seen, this is me. Now, there are going to be some movies out there be like, oh, what about this? What about that? It's probably not on there because I haven't seen it, and I don't know what the ending is, so I can't speak on it.
Okay.
So I just want to put that out there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, my friend.
All right. Brace yourselves for 7:40 when Dylan is in charge of Top 5 Tuesday. Let's go ahead and go in the huddle. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas. Final score was 27-17. Jacoby Brissett completed 21 of 31 passes for 261 yards. Had 2 touchdowns despite being sacked 5 times.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens. It sounds like the New England Patriots from this past weekend. Jonathan Gannon says there's not a quarterback controversy. He says that Kyler Murray's their guy. Jacoby Brissett has started 3 games for them. He looked really good last night.
Mm-hmm.
There might not be a quarterback controversy for Jonathan Gannon, But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say by the end of the year, there's probably going to be a quarterback controversy for Marvin Harrison Jr. When you looked at how much he was featured in the passing game last night and how much Jacoby Brissett was trying to get him involved and get him the ball, timing routes, good throws, everything else that comes along with it. And I realize it was the Cowboys defense, but he looked good. And if you put Kyler Murray back in there and all of a sudden that passing game goes kaput, you're going to have an issue on your hands with Marvin Harrison Jr. So whether or not Jonathan Gannon feels it, that rest of that team is going to feel that, I think.
Yeah, the reason that he's saying it's not a quarterback controversy is because of the money involved. I mean, they signed him to that deal they should have never signed him to. He forced their hand, and they never should have done it because I don't know how sold they were, and I don't know how sold. I know I wasn't sold on them. They look completely different. And Brissett almost beat the Colts. They almost beat the Colts with Brissett, and they looked good then too. In fact, according to my fantasy team, Marvin Harrison's been pretty good since Brissett's been in there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I think Jonathan Gannon's actually – I think Shane Steichen is the better of those two that left Philadelphia after the first Sirianni Super Bowl run that ended in a loss to the Chiefs. Remember, both those guys went and got head coaching jobs. But I think Gannon's he feels like a pretty good coach. They compete, but they seem hamstrung at times with Kyler Murray at quarterback.
Yeah, it feels like one of those 49ers issues where you're like, Brock Purdy, just take your time. Like, we're just fine with Mac Jones at the helm. I feel like that's exactly what's happening in Arizona right now. It's like, dude, you need to be 100% when you get back in here, Kyler. Just wait. What'd you say, 99? Did you say 99? Nope. You're out. You stay right there. Don't worry about it.
Jerry Jones is very insistent that they have a trade in place for the Cowboys.
This is so weird.
Yeah.
Immediately. It will have them on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Okay. What is that? Like, so they're going to get a pass rusher. And
they had 5 sacks last night.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're actually 21st. They got 21 sacks, which is only one behind us.
I was going to say, and we just got 6 this past weekend. Yeah. So we kind of take it. I don't know. Like, I think it's obviously the defense as a whole that they've really, really struggled with. But I'm watching the offense last night struggle against Arizona, and I think that when Troy Aikman said it, he's like, I don't know if I would make those trades right now. Like, I don't know that you're 1 or 2 players away from this actually being a championship contending football team. But look, man, you didn't signed the contract with Micah Parsons, so you've got a little bit of draft capital there. You've got a little bit more money in your pocket. Maybe there is some moves you can make out there. I don't ever blame teams for going for it. Then you got to be smart about when you do it and what your window is. But if he feels like now's the time, and he's obviously got plenty of money, do whatever you need to do, man.
Can I also put out there just why he said they made a trade and they're probably going to make more trades, and he walked back. He was like, well, we could make trades, when he already basically said, like, they didn't make a trade,
well,
but nothing's been announced yet. Like,
he said they haven't agreed that it's there on the table and they just haven't basically signed off and processed it, is what he tried to say.
Is there any –
when he backtracked is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that this is connected to the next piece of news we have on In the Huddle about
maybe
the trade that came out yesterday?
Maybe. The Eagles have traded for a Dolphins pass rusher, Jalen Phillips, in exchange for a 2026 third-round draft pick.
Yeah, I think the timing of that would be off. Like, I don't think it's Jalen Phillips necessarily they're going after, but I do look at Miami, and you look at the Bradley Chubbs or whoever else it may be that are part of these talks, and obviously they're on their backup GM right now in Miami, and he's just trying to empty the tank, just get these contracts off the books and get rid of a lot of these players so they can kind of hit the reset button next year. And maybe that's the talk. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it was Jalen Phillips, but it would be funny if Jerry comes out and goes, well, we got a trade in place. And then all of a sudden Philly's like, you know what? We'll give you a third rounder instead of Jerry giving you a fourth. And Miami's like, sold, done. And then all of a sudden Jerry's going, well, we could make a trade in theory. There's a theory of making a trade,
yeah,
but nothing's set in stone.
The only way they should be making deals is if they get a guy that is under contract for a couple years. There should be no expiring contract trade. That's not putting you anywhere. And NFL does less of that than anybody anyways.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The deadline is 4:00 today. Do you think we'll see any changes locally?
No. I
didn't even finish my sentence.
No. I could see maybe bringing in reinforcements up front on the offensive line. But I don't really expect anything.
There's two different questions here. Do I want them to make a trade? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they will? No. And I could see them going either way. They could bring in reinforcements, or they could say, hey, we're going to get rid of a couple of guys.
I just don't see where you're doing it.
You've got big contracts that are on the book. The big contracts are on the book for a while. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. Like all the extensions and all the money you've pushed down the road, even if you wanted to, I mean, even if it was like a Lindstrom, like he's under contract for what, 4 more seasons?
You don't even have the depth to do that trade right now. You're going to get your quarterback killed if you do that. You don't have the depth.
I think Kyle Hinton played really, really well.
Yeah, but Bergeron's hurt too.
Yeah.
Like both those, like Bergeron and Lindstrom both could miss this week. I'm not saying they are. I don't know. It's really way too early, but they both left the game and did not return. Right? So you don't.
Semantics at the deadline, Bo. So, semantics. Let's just.
Oh, well, trade Kyle Pitts.
I would love to see that personally. So just be careful what you say.
Who's going to play tight end?
It doesn't matter. Anybody can run out there and run a freaking check down.
Well,
the way. We can put Felipe Franks
out
there.
Yeah, but they got to catch the ball if they're going to run the check right down.
That's fine. Like, what's
you're punting on the season.
Downside going to be? You're paying him $10 million this year. You're not going to re-sign him.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know. You can't say that.
I'm good.
You might be good, but that doesn't mean they are. You don't even know who will be making that decision.
Would you re-sign Kyle Pitts right now?
It's not neither here nor there.
Yes, it is.
It's neither here nor there.
It is.
No, it's not.
I just told you I wouldn't.
There's a lot of things I wouldn't do that they've done. There's a lot of things that they've done that I would.
Would you do it? Would you re-sign Kyle Pitts right
what
now?
What does that have to do with what they're going to do?
If you don't think that they should or you wouldn't do it, then why wouldn't you trade him?
Because I'm still trying to win this year. The season is not gone yet.
I'm not a quitter.
He doesn't want to trade our players.
I don't want to trade guys that you don't have anybody that can do what they do. There's no one else on the roster that can do what Kyle Pitts does.
That's just not true.
Who's a catching tight end?
I don't care. You could put a receiver in to do what he does.
You don't have enough of those.
And then maybe we'd get better blocking out of that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
David Sills could do what he does.
David Sills is not a better blocker than Kyle Pitts. And look, I'm not sitting here and telling you how good Kyle Pitts is at blocking.
What?
But the situations they ask Kyle Pitts to block in, David Sills is not going to do any better.
Cool, man.
All right, Dylan, they're nice and fired up for your top five list.
Yeah, come on in.
This is going to be insane.
Keep that same energy, fellas. Keep that same energy.
We have Top 5 Tuesday on deck. We've also got a new skipper that we'll talk about next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:43. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, Dylan is hanging out as well. He's also in charge of Top 5 Tuesday in just a few moments. I'm terrified.
I am too.
I am terrified.
I'm glad.
I'm gonna try not to comment too much. I'm just gonna let it play out and see how everything finalizes in his top five. But yeah, I think it's the kind of topic that we can be fearful of.
We can be fearful, but I'm gonna let Twitter and the city of Atlanta attack him instead.
Just remember
myself.
This is truly my top five. With this topic, I can't speak on anything I haven't seen, so it's my
top
five. Don't
worry, we've never mistaken yours for somebody else's. Yeah,
it's not like point. Gone with the Wind or anything?
Absolutely not. I have seen that, though, but I watched that as a school assignment or thing, and I can't even remember how it
not
ends.
Of your own choosing.
Brutal. Yeah. How Gone with the Wind ends?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. The South loses the war, and Scarlett packs up after Rhett tells her to get lost.
Oh, see, I don't think that's that obvious. I even forgot what it was about.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say.
You forgot that Gone with the Wind was about the Civil War?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Straight up.
Yeah, just. Straight,
really? You did
straight,
too?
Straight like that.
Wow, we need to take him to the Gone with the Wind Museum in Marietta.
The author literally is from Atlanta.
Yeah, you know who's not?
I mean, yeah, but he is.
Just being real back here.
100 years older than he is.
I'm saying you could not pay me to watch that movie again. Like, I know it's like supposed to be a classic or whatever, but it's just a long, long movie.
I don't know.
It's very long, but it's Titanic. I bet you watch that, don't you?
Oh, like, I saw that in theater 17 times.
I had the double VHS at home for that.
Mike still hasn't lived up to his bet that he still hasn't watched Top Gun.
Oh, I know. I need to. I guess I can probably find that on Prime or something along those lines. I got to go. I've got every subscription there is.
You got Paramount? Pretty sure it's on Paramount.
I think I've got Paramount through Prime.
You know what? Regular Top Gun's on Hulu, too. So just go to Hulu. I know you got that.
Probably.
There's a problem. You got it.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Before we get to Dylan's top five, news broke yesterday. We've got a new skipper. Braves have selected their new manager, bench coach Walt Weiss. He will be taking over. He did manage the Rockies from 2013 to 2016, and at 11 a.m. this morning, he will speak to the media for the first time.
Allie, what was your reaction to this?
It's dinner time. Of course this is happening right now. That was my reaction. Because
Excuse me, got to make a phone call.
I got to get on Dukes and Bell. I got to do my instant analysis.
Reservations just down the tubes. Oh, man.
No, I wasn't shocked, though. I really wasn't shocked because that's kind of been the theme of the Braves. They promote within.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't hate it. It's just like somebody letting the air out of your, you know, it's just the wind out of your sails. I was like, oh, this would be cool, kind of a new chapter, and then it's like, oh, it's not a new chapter. It's just
continuity
of everything we've had.
It's been so long. I kind of feel like that helped do it, but I am okay. All right, let's see how it works. What the Braves have made these decisions right more than they have wrong.
Yeah.
So I have to trust it. What kills me is we are, and rightfully so, the Falcons and the Hawks, and most recently the United, have had a plethora of turnover. And let's use the same time span that the Braves have had, the 30-something years, right? Since 1990, 35 years. They've had those three organizations have had rapid turnover, it feels like. And the Braves keep chugging along. What they've had just four GMs in that time span. This is going to be the fourth manager. And the Braves have two World Series, 20 division titles, like probably 24 or 5 or more postseason appearances in that span.
Yeah.
And I hear people say, well, they should have went from the outside. They got to shake it up. What are they shaking up at Truist that isn't working for you? Not enough World Series? You know what? I agree. But they're competing for them. And if they want to shake it up to get more World Series, there's one thing they can do, and really one thing only, which is take off that little Liberty Media salary cap and start spending the money. But the voices in there that are winning, they're successful, they have a model that works, that makes money hand over fist. They're there every single year. That model's not broken.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Like, I think that you look at it and say there's some game-to-game decisions that Brian Snicker irritated me with. But on a whole, like, I don't think that needs shaking up. I think you just make different decisions within the game. And so, you know, I tend to, for the majority of what you said, agree with it. It's just, hey, let's hit the ground running and see if those in-game decisions change. But I don't think you have to shake it up.
I think my biggest thing is most of the people that are upset about the other organizations and franchises and how they're operated, and they just want to clean house constantly, also want to clean house at an organization that gets it right every single year. And to me, that just means you don't really know what you're talking about. You just want people to be fired constantly, or you want changes constantly because you don't know what the actual problem is.
And just as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. And I just want to remind Buffalo's Cafe's that I have nothing to do with this top five list. Dylan, take it away.
All right. We are today going to do top five movie and TV series endings. I had to combine them both because, again, I can only go off what I've seen, what I've been there for, what I've witnessed.
So you haven't seen enough, in other words?
Not enough that stuck with me to be on the top five list. Not enough that stuck with me. All right. I don't have any honorable mentions. We're going to get straight into it.
All right.
With number five.
Number five.
Imposter! You're a mimic! A mimic!
Any ideas first before I reveal what it was?
I have no clue what that
Nobody
was.
Nobody here knows.
I'm going to just go out there and say Dune or something like that.
It was not Dune, but Dune is I have to see the second Dune movie, but this was It Chapter 2.
Oh.
This is when they finally defeat Pennywise by basically just making fun of him and cursing him out. And I thought it was funny, and it stuck with me because Pennywise is basically just an evil bully. And how do you get rid of bullies? You stand up to the bully. You stand up and curse out the bully and tell him he's just a blanking clown.
That is an interesting choice.
Reserve comment. I'm going to let you move on.
There you go.
Okay.
go ahead. At number five, It Chapter 2. Let's move on.
Number four.
You don't get to win. You don't get to be the Cokes or the Kennedys or whatever in royalty you people think you are. World doesn't work like that.
Since when?
Any guesses on this one?
No idea.
No idea.
Y'all don't?
No.
Bo, you got to know this one. You don't?
No.
That is the ending to Ozark.
And
when the I think that was the private investigator, police officer, whatever, that
there's no way that that's 2019, that by the way.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit earlier.
That's more recent than that.
I broke
more
up recent. With that show.
I did too. I haven't
the
seen
end.
The end of that show.
Yeah,
so
I haven't either.
Oh, don't go any further.
I don't want to watch the end of it, so it's fine.
Wait, yeah, what was describe the ending again to me?
So basically, the private investigator, police officer, that figures out, you know, this family has been behind
the birds.
The birds that have been behind all this illegal activity. He finds out it's them, and he's like, "No." Nah. But they have him at gunpoint, and they're like, and he's like, no, you don't get to win. You don't get to be this crook family and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And they're like, why not? And then and then, you know, you heard.
You got everybody watched Ozark, right?
Yeah.
Is there a character you hated more than Wendy Bird?
No, Wendy Bird was terrible.
I hated her.
She might have been the best actress, though.
No, Ruth was the best. I loved Ruth.
Ruth was true. Great.
Ruth was best.
But I hated Wendy Bird. They should have ended it when they I love the part where the lawyer gets murdered. That's so good.
I remember that.
They got blood and brains all over.
We got a lot to get
Sorry.
To.
All right. That's number four, the ending to Ozark. Let's do it number three.
Number three.
What'd you do? Where'd he go?
Four.
Where'd he go?
Steve?
Hop, General. Hop. This is no place to die.
Did you start? I don't feel so good.
You're all right.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Sir, please. I don't want to go.
All right, for the love. Not start my Tuesday morning like this.
Y'all know this one, obviously, right?
That's Infinity War.
That's correct. Avengers Infinity War, the dust scene. I mean, it's just we're so used to superheroes always having a happy ending, and that was like a real shock factor.
That's a good one because I just felt that it kind of played in line with Endgame. So.
Anyone not going to die on your list?
I was going to say, you got to go quick because you got two more. Yeah. Not a lot of time.
So your clips are long.
I had to get the Peter Parker part in there. I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. All right, here we go. Number two.
Number two.
Come on, Tom. Let's finish this the way we started it. Together.
I'll save the rest. The rest of it was just like the noises of the final battle. But do y'all know what this one was?
No. Mm-mm. No clue.
Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows, Part 2, where...
Jesus, dude. That sounded terrifying. I haven't seen Harry Potter, but that
Me
sounded
either.
Like a freaking horror movie.
It was great because Harry and Voldemort finally come together for their final battle. And if you know the story of Harry Potter, obviously they're connected. And he was like, let's start this. Let's end this how we finish it. And then he grabs him. Harry Potter does. He grabs Voldemort. He's like, together. And then they start the final battle. So that always stuck with me.
This one should be riveting.
All right. Coming in at number one is one that I am sure we all know and we should all be happy with.
Number one.
Captain Sam, can you hear me? On your left.
Still get chills. Still get chills when I hear this.
Avengers!
Assemble.
No!
This man, I think he's choked up back there behind me.
Oh my goodness, man. And every time I watch that or hear that, I can't help but get chills.
This was your favorite movie or TV show endings or
Correct.
Most controversial?
No, endings.
Okay.
Because that just like we had built up to that moment right there for
years.
So long.
Yeah.
And for it to finally, for them to end it the way they did and for them to have all those moments that you just wanted, we still hadn't heard Cap say Avengers Assemble. It was just great.
I just need somebody who has seen all these movies because
me.
Well, I was going to say, I need somebody to call in that's seen all these movies that can say whether this is good or bad, because I have no idea.
Well,
I don't know if it was a good or not.
This is how Grant and I started dating. We watched all of these.
Good for you.
That's a journey.
I'm new to the Avengers game, but I watched them all in the right order.
There's somebody for everybody.
Did you watch?
You know what I mean?
Did you know the Harry Potter one?
There is somebody.
I didn't know Harry Potter. No, Avengers. I'm talking Avengers.
Oh, yeah. I know these two. I just don't think they're top of all time.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, these are with movies that I've seen.
Have you never seen those.
Said TV shows. You never watched The Sopranos?
Or Breaking Bad?
No.
Breaking Bad.
Neither one of those. I do want to start Breaking Bad because I feel
it's
like I would really enjoy it.
Show of all time.
I've never watched it.
It's good.
All right, we all need to process this. Dylan, I fear for you.
It's okay.
You're going to get a lot of feedback.
I knew people were going to be angry, and I'm ready for it.
All right.
Coming up, it's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What movies or TV shows would you add to the list that Dylan missed? I feel like I'm going to get side-eye for throwing this out there, but if you could make a trade today locally, what would you do? And how do you feel about the Braves' new manager, Walt Weiss? Call us now, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.